Hello, Kim.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. Now, you're actually up in Nowra?
Yes, I am. I've had to come home to Nowra late last week after the initial, everything had sort of subsided a little bit. You know, I've got a family and a business to run as well, so
yeah.
Had sort of no choice.
Well, the news you gave us last week was very good. Karen seems to be on the improve. Is that still the case?
Yes, that is still the case. She's actually been returned home to the Northwest Coast.
Oh, brilliant. Didn't know that.
And yeah, which is wonderful to have her back up home on the coast. You know, she's doing remarkably well, all things considered. But, you know, she's just, you know, very, very fatigued. You know, anything that takes more than a couple of minutes of standing up or to do, is, you know, exhausting. And, you know, she's got a low tolerance for noise and things that are hectic. You know, it's hard for her to process. And
yeah.
She's still just adjusting, to that unscrambling of, you know, her brain and everything that's gone on. She's still sort of, getting halfway through sentences and, you know, sort of forgetting where she was up to or forgetting words and things like that. But day by day, you can see that those things are improving, but it's exhausting. It's extremely exhausting. So, you know, she's doing really, really well. It's just a long and steady process, I guess, especially as she's, growing a baby at the same time.
Yes. Now, when is she due?
She will be due at the end of December, but all things considered, she will have to have a planned cesarean, and it's likely that will have to be in Launceston or Hobart. She's obviously high-risk obstetrics now, so they're taking good care of her and planning what's the safest thing. Obviously, the neuro team is only in Hobart, so it's whatever is the safest thing is what will happen.
Sure. Now, for people who aren't aware of Karen's story, now, she has a condition where she was getting blood clots on the brain, right? That's basically what happened.
Yeah, cerebral thrombosis. So her whole brain was full of blood clots, and in the lead up to her having 6 strokes and having to have brain surgery and, you know, being in a coma for 9 days at Royal Hobart after being flown down there. It was obviously extremely distressing and traumatic few weeks there where we didn't really know, we didn't know whether she would survive or what her cognitive outcomes would be or anything like that.
Yeah.
So now there's, not just the recovery to go through, but also trying to figure out why this happened and how it happened and how to sort of prevent it from happening in the future. When people that have had IVF and with a family history of blood clots, when they present with, those type of symptoms, explosive migraines and all that type of thing, that it doesn't get to this stage for anybody else, hopefully, in future.
Yeah. I'm glad that she's home. Better to be home than in hospital. Better for her family to have her at home as well. Now, just on the GoFundMe page, now, all of this treatment and trips to Hobart and all the time, it costs a lot of money for husband Dion and to handle all that. So I noticed on the GoFundMe page there's over $25,000 raised now.
You know, the support so far has been amazing. There has been a ladies' night planned by Jessica Blake locally, which is incredible. That's a sold-out event for the end of next week, but they are selling raffle tickets. So I'm pretty sure the White Wardrobe and Talk Gear both are places that people can go in and buy raffle tickets to support Karen. The local community has donated thousands of dollars worth of prizes for this massive raffle. So you can either contact Jessica Blake on Facebook or go into White Wardrobe or Talk Gear if you're interested in buying a raffle ticket. That would be amazing.
Yeah, and I'm just looking at the list of donors to the GoFundMe page, and as many, many people have donated, $20, $50, and quite a few businesses have jumped on board as well. I've noticed that the team from Palmer's Plumbing and Hardware have copped up $500. Good on them. That's terrific.
I know. I rang Karen and read that out to her the other day. She was just so stunned and thankful that businesses like that would find it in their hearts to do that. So we notice and appreciate everything.
I know you do.
We feel like we've blinked and lost a month.
You feel like you can breathe again.
Feel like we can breathe again, but it's also like that process of just debriefing and processing what the heck has just happened? You know, it's actually quite a come down period. Like, we're fine and everything's fine, but it's been a lot. Like, it's a lot to process. And I just think for Karen too, like, it's just that realization of, oh my God, like, this is how close I was. And, you know, like it says in the stroke booklet that we all were given to read, and as she comes home from the hospital, that's very, very common for being a really big deal. But it has been made so much better by all of the support. So, you know, we're lucky that we have a big family and, you know, people to fall back on, I guess.
Yeah. Really appreciate the update.
No worries at all. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.